Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup@ubs.com. Good morning. It is Monday, July 20th. Jason, talk to us about what's going on with tech. It feels like we're in a bit of a hiccup. Is that what is happening right now?
Apparently, Jordan, after a 3.5 year largely uninterrupted advance, it's like not a surprise that we're getting a pause here. And it's the perfect storm for it, whether it's the crowded AI trade, renewed tensions with Iran, higher oil leads to higher inflation, the Fed less likely to cut rates. And then you have tech, which is the quintessential long-duration asset. Now, what do I mean by that? Investors aren't buying these companies predicated on what they earn today. Rather, what they're going to earn in, say, 5, 10, or even 15 years from today. So much of the value of these stocks are tied to future cash flows, and we have to discount those future cash flows back into today's dollars using today's discount rate. So they're highly sensitive to the fact that rates are higher.
Understood. What's interesting is we're seeing as advisors and we're counseling clients that we're not taking money off the table from tech and sitting in cash. Instead, tell us what we're telling clients to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't mistake the rotation for liquidation. Capital's not leaving the neighborhood. It's simply changing addresses. So you have a confluence of catalysts that support the underlying fundamentals of the economy and the market, for that matter. There's no recession in sight. History suggests that oil shocks caused by geopolitics tend to subside. As oil normalizes, the Fed is likely to cut rates. And the bar to raise rates is just extraordinarily high.
Right.
Earnings off to a torrid pace. Nearly 90% have beaten thus far, and by almost 10%. And then this year, this calendar year, we're looking at one of the strongest earnings on record. So any meaningful weakness that we see in the market, or even in tech for that matter, probably should be bought. And incremental dollars should definitely be going toward the cyclical value trade still.
I couldn't agree more. I really like how you summed up this perfect macro environment for the other areas of the market.
It's about diversification. It hasn't been for a long time. And finally, that time is upon us.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.